Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk. It is the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series, and well, a little bit different this time around. We've spoken to Eddie Marino of Hillsboro, Tilden Watson of St. Pius, Jonathan Roop of Herculaneum. But this time we're talking to the new athletic director at Fox, and new as of just, you know, about a week ago. So let's welcome you to Scott Luthauser, former football coach for Fox and now the new athletic director. So welcome on to the show, Scott, and glad to have you with us, and congratulations on the new position.
Good afternoon, and thank you. Yeah, it was kind of a crazy, exciting, about five-day period where it went from opening the job to closing the job with me accepting the position.
Let's talk about that process, because I've heard from Brown, I've heard from Tinker, but Coach Tinker and former AD Zach Brown, but it seems like everyone is where they want to be.
Yeah, I think so. They did a good job of fitting everything in, and I'm excited to be in this position. Like I said a minute ago, I've been working my way towards this. I felt like it was a great fit. The interview process and everything went very smooth and comfortable, and when it came down to the end, I felt pretty confident about everything.
Let's talk about that process for you. Obviously, maybe not obvious to most, but obvious to me now that I've sort of learned these things, but you pretty much have to have a master's in, I guess, athletic administration or education, something along those lines. So for you, you know, what in terms of the process to become the new AD at Fox, what have you had to go through?
If you're referring to certifications, I do have an administration, educational specific specialist degree as far as that goes. And then coaching experience. I've been coaching for the district for 9 years and teaching here for 9 years. I was originally hired by Mr. Nick Giannino in 2010 to coach football. And then at the very end of the summer, a position opened up for an itinerant PE job, and I was able to get into the district as a teacher as well.
Okay, great deal. Now, you mentioned being certified to a specialist, I guess, if you will. Where did you go for your schooling then?
I finished that in 2017 with Missouri Baptist University. I got to work with the late Dr. Shelton Smith. He was one of my best mentors. Dr. Don Francis was also one of my teachers over there. And then I got my master's in 2013 through Southwest Baptist. And my undergrad, I completed in 2010 prior to being hired at Lindenwood University.
Okay, so you've been schooling, coaching, and teaching for a long time now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. Congratulations again on getting the new AD position. Zach Brown, of course, now stepping into the role, if I remember correctly, of assistant principal at Fox High School.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And throughout the hiring process, who's sort of interviewed you? Was it the Board of Education there?
So it started with a digital interview. I got that done on a Friday night. By Monday morning, I had a committee interview of roughly, I think it was 13 or 14 people that were asking me questions that had referred to the position. And then that afternoon, I received a call for a final interview with the head principal, the assistant superintendent of secondary education, and the superintendent of Fox C6 School District.
All right, very well. For me, whenever I'm doing something that I'm nervous about or something that's really big, I get a little nervous about it sometimes. But throughout the interviewing process and all that jazz, how did you feel about yourself and answering questions and you know, do you feel like you're ready to take on this role, I guess?
Honestly, the very first part, the digital interview, was probably the worst part because I had no idea kind of what to expect. It was just kind of an introductory to the whole process. But once I hit the committee meeting, I felt like it just went so smooth. The questions they had, I had just from my philosophy and standpoint on things, I felt like I answered them very well. Obviously, I did well enough where I was offered a final interview, and I felt like that went very similar. It just came out naturally. I was big on being a servant leader. Like, I really want to help other people out. I want to be the support for them. I was genuine with everything. So it was a very easy and very comfortable and exciting turn of events over the course of those 5 days.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, very well. I did mention it sort of at the beginning. We've been taking the angle of sort of touching on each and every sport that's expected to happen for every school district that participates in certain ones, you know, like football, volleyball, softball, that sort of thing. But obviously, you know, you're in a new role now, and before you were just, you know, you were Coach Luthauser, and I guess to many you still are, but you're also now the athletic director. So we'll do the best we can here to sort of touch on a few things and just get your knowledge on certain sports that are at Fox. But let's start with the obvious one, maybe the easiest one for you, and that's football. And just, you know, what you learned from that experience and what you know about this football team going into 2019.
They're coming off a great season. That was one of the most fun seasons I've been a part of. We had a great core of senior leaders on that team. To brag on Brent Tinker a little bit, he's been a very valuable asset to the school district and the athletic department. His kids, he's created a winning culture down there and a work ethic where they have totally bought in. They might not be the most athletic team always, but they're going to be one of the strongest teams at all times. Big believer in that. And I think that hard work within the weight room creates a great work ethic and other areas of athletics specifically. He's got a good core group of seniors. Austin Deering's going to be one that people are definitely going to see and hear about. They'll definitely notice him on film, that's for sure. And then he's got a couple younger underclassmen guys that are going to have to prove themselves, but I think they're going to be there. They're going to be ready for the challenge, and I think they're mature enough to step up. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a season like last year, because they do have a lot of similarities as far as the guys that are coming up and those certain positions that were kind of key to them.
All right, good deal. I was covering your school's training camp earlier this morning, and of course we'll have the video up starting next week and through August on our MIMO Info Sports YouTube page, but a YouTube channel. Let me get that out correctly. Anyway, I asked the four players that I interviewed, and I asked Coach Tinker, when is homecoming? And none of them knew. So I'm hoping, Scott, that you can bail them out and talk about homecoming and what that's like at Fox.
That's one of the parts that have been kind of complex at this point in time, is getting those dates down. But if I'm not mistaken, I won't be 100%, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on October 11th. Against Hazelwood East. But that has been part of the behind the scenes where I'm still trying to grasp scheduling and understanding what kind of puzzle pieces fit together. But I am currently trying to redesign the scheduling a little bit just so it works for my favor. But if I'm not mistaken, it is going to be October 11th against Hazelwood East.
Okay, very well. Hey, that was more than they gave me, so kudos to you. All right, what is homecoming like? Obviously, you've been a coach at Fox for quite some time now. What's homecoming like for you as a coach, and how do you feel it is for the players that represent the Fox Warriors?
I've never been a player here, but if I was going to say, I think they treat it like any other game. It's businesslike for them. Again, that's where Brent and his staff come into play. Me being part of that is they treat every game like it's just another game. It's another work day for them. So I don't think those guys treat it much differently. Obviously, the dance itself and the pre and halftime kind of presentations are a little different, but as far as the game goes itself, it's treated like any other game.
Okay, very well. Let's just move on to some sports that maybe you're comfortable with in regards to head coaches and assistant coaches. What do you have for us regarding any moving pieces there, on those two fronts?
Starting with softball, Coach Starkey's been there for a while. He's been tremendous. He just got back from kind of doing a little professional development as far as coaching goes down at Mizzou, if I'm not mistaken, kind of talking to somebody down there that he knew. He's always got a good team. He's very passionate. I see him a lot around the facilities outside of softball. So he's always moving in the right direction with the softball team. So there should be a great season from them.
Okay, and I think you mentioned off-air before we started that there's some assistant coaching vacancies in some particular sports. Can you dive into that?
Yeah, so right now we're looking to fill one in soccer. We're kind of finalizing these positions, and in cross-country under Coach Mitchell, one of our head cross-country coach. So this is kind of where my new job role comes into play. So I get to kind of go through this process, seeing through an administrative standpoint and from the athletic director standpoint, where I get to see the resume, see what they offer, bring them in for interviews, and kind of see what they bring to the table and see if they're going to fit in with what we have to offer here and the culture that we're creating and progressing with in the school, and specifically the athletic department.
Okay. And when you say soccer, just to clarify, we're talking boys soccer, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. Boys assistant coach is what we were looking okay. for there. Coach Niehaus is still the head coach there.
Okay, good deal. And then for cross country, whoever takes over would be taking over both programs?
They'll be an assistant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Okay, but they would be an assistant for both sides. Okay.
Yes.
Very well. Gotcha. All right. Extending the conversation on that, are you guys still accepting applicants, or is it all down to, you know, we're talking to people and we're going to be hiring soon?
The soccer one is still open. The cross-country one is probably going to be finalized next week.
Okay. And so for
early next week.
Okay. And for those that are interested in the assistant boys soccer position, do you have any information as to where they can apply for it?
They can apply on employment opportunities on the Fox C6 School District website.
Okay, very well. Any other sports you might be able to touch on regarding the upcoming season?
Volleyball is another one, girls volleyball for us. Coach Trammell is the head coach there. He's doing great things. He was up here 3 days this week. He's constantly trying to get those guys moving in the right direction, and they usually are, not saying that they're not, but he's very passionate about them, and he wants the best out of them. So it's good to see him up here. He's a good guy. I've got to know him very well, and they're in good hands with Coach Trammell.
Okay, and two more things, Scott, and I promise we'll get you out of here. Tyson Campbell, I know, was the head wrestling coach last season. Before that, it was Amon Prater. So what's next for Fox in that program? If you have anything on that, you can share with us.
Yeah, that was actually a hiring process before me, but it's going to be Coach Matt McKinney. He was an assistant under Tyson and Amon Prater over the last couple years. He's also one of the offensive line coaches here for the football team. Coach McKinney is, I think, a great fit for that position. He was born and raised in this area. He wrestled for Fox, had a very decorative background as far as wrestling goes for Fox. There's a lot of people that are excited about him stepping into that role, and I wish him nothing but the best, and I know that he's going to bring nothing but the best. So it's exciting for me stepping into this role my first year and seeing him kind of take that over for his first year. It should be a great season with Coach McKinney.
Awesome deal. And I know Fox continues to put out some good wrestlers year in and year out, so that should be fun to see. All right, we are speaking to Athletic Director of Fox, the new Athletic Director at Fox High School, and that is Scott Luthauser. Coach Scott, whatever we're going to call you here as we wrap things up, you know, when it comes to change within a school district, I wouldn't say necessarily people are uneasy, but sometimes they're just curious, you know, how's this guy going to fit in? You know, how are things going to go for the school underneath him? And as the new athletic director, what's your message to those in the Fox High School Arnold community about Scott Luthauser taking over?
I kind of pushed this in my interview. I'm a community guy now. I was born and raised in Eureka. I moved out here in 2013 with my wife. Now we have two beautiful children. I think I'm a long-term fit here. I bleed red, so to speak, for Fox. And I think the community is going to be happy. I want to see a lot of involvement. Obviously, the first year, I want to just get everything running smoothly so the years after that, it'll be pretty easy and efficient. And the community should expect some exciting announcements in the future.
All right. And as far as your first radio interview with me, you did an excellent job. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And we certainly appreciate it. And we know your head's probably still spinning, but we appreciate you stopping the spinning for a second to talk to us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
All right. That is Scott Lewthauser. You're very welcome. That is Scott Lewthauser, the new athletic director at Fox, joining us here on KJFF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's as part of our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series.